I am a little bit worried thinking about this in the break. What about these weapons, these missiles, these bombs? The bullets, everything we're creating, doesn't that create climate change? I mean, doesn't the climate change when you blow it up? I'm just throwing it out there. It's Earth Day. So everybody's going to celebrate giving Ukraine $61 billion more on top of $174 billion spent on Ukraine thus far and going, oh, but we're going to be building bombs here in America. Well, congratulations to us. Now, like I said, this has warmongers on all sides celebrating. I mean, I'd guess Dick Cheney's like half hammered right now in the bag, celebrating this latest robbery of American taxpayers to enrich the military-industrial complex and continue to stock the flames of war wherever they can turn a profit. Fan the flames. Go ahead. Well, what about Donald Trump? I thought he was against this kind of thing. But some are now claiming he was an architect of this deal behind the scenes, was pushing the idea of making it a loan, not a gift. I'll be very interested in knowing how that turns out, what the truth is, concerning the former president's position and possible involvement in this whole push to fund Kyiv. I am. And how do I say this? Lindsey Graham says Donald Trump was behind the push for Ukraine funding. I don't trust Lindsey Graham much, but here's what he had to say.
There's a loan component to it. This would not have passed without Donald Trump. I want to thank the House Speaker and Hakeem Jeffries working together in a bipartisan fashion to give weapons to Ukraine to fight a fight that matters to us. And President Trump has created a loan component to this package that gives us leverage down the road. So this idea...
Does this matter to you? He says it matters to us. Does it matter to you, this war in Ukraine? I didn't think so. Hey, a bit of good news for those wanting to ramp up production. There never really was a shortage, by the way, of weapons. You know, they've been saying there's a shortage, we're going to run out. Ukraine's... Never was a shortage. In fact, they're probably loading ships and planes right now and maybe even planning some expansions. I mean, war is good for business. Unless, of course, you get killed, that is, because then it's not good. And your money will be paying for weapons very fast. Ukraine will get lots of weapons of war really quickly. So if you thought there was a shortage, listen to this.
Once the president signs, we've been told that it is the president's signature, making sure Congress does its job, that these materials will be in transit by the end of the week. And on that schedule, what it will do is, it's clearly been the case that the Ukrainians' morale has been great, but it's been undermined over the last couple of months when they have been literally given out rationed bullets, 8 to 10 bullets a day, and on artillery shells, Russians 10 to 1. You can't underestimate the Ukrainians' grit, determination, but if they don't have the materials, yeah, they can't carry this fight to the
Russians.
Will
they get
war pig? War pig right there. Listen, if you missed it, let me repeat myself. I don't mind. Ukraine's not going to win this war. We can put $500 billion in there. $1 trillion. And hell, they don't care. They'd do it as long as they can hang on to power. Some will even go so far as to invoke the name of Ronald Reagan to justify how badly they have failed. You, me, this country, Mike McCall, among the Republicans, ensuring we go bankrupt to fight a war in Ukraine that they will never win. Here he is.
If we surrender in Ukraine like we did in Afghanistan, which was a debacle, is the United States of America going to be stronger or weaker? I would say weaker. And then Putin will invade Moldova. That's not Article 5. Georgia, he'll threaten the Baltics. And the United States is already, we can't shrink from this responsibility. You know, I quoted Churchill yesterday, yeah, the gathering Chamber. Storm. He talked about how it was unnecessary war. He saw the axis of evil and Hitler coming to power. But then he says to Roosevelt, this is an unnecessary war that could have been stopped. My dad was in that war. Just think if we could have stopped Hitler at Poland, how much blood and treasure we could have prevented. I think we're at the same moment in history now.
We're absolutely not at the same moment in history now. Hitler went from getting elected in 1933 to starting the war in 1939. Less than 6 years' time total. It's all garbage being fed to us to try to sell us a bill of goods that we have no interest in whatsoever. I don't have any interest in this war whatsoever. I don't want to be involved with it. $61 billion. We have been betrayed by Congress, in my estimation. Betrayed by the people who promised it would never happen, like Mike Johnson and a lot of other Republicans. Not one nickel for the southern border. Not one nickel. 7 or 8,000 will come across that border today illegally. Flood into places like Denver, New York City, maybe your town. Because at some point they have to go somewhere. What are you going to do when it hits the fan, really? Seriously, you can be prepared. What are you going to do when it hits the fan? Because it's going to. There's no way around this. We have spent all of our money. We're almost $35 trillion in debt. They're printing money as fast as they can. The money you do have is worth a fraction of what it was worth yesterday. Certainly a week ago or a year ago, right? So there is a lot of trouble on the horizon. Let me give a message for one of our sponsors on that note, if you don't mind, that is. There's a very common sense reason gold is pushing all-time highs. Actually, several reasons, some of them I just laid out. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 21, the cost has gone up almost 20%. Some things more, food 35%. The national debt, $35 trillion. And the house of cards can't stand. It's a presidential election year, and the trial of Donald Trump starts today. There's just a lot of implications for the future of this country, and all of it adds up to instability and uncertainty. That's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold. Have you diversified any of your savings yet? Well, you should certainly secure a portion of those with Birch Gold. Text Gruber to 989898. Get a free information kit. Look, I don't know what's going to go on. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm just saying it's not a bad idea to have a bit of a plan B. How about that? A plan B. You can get an IRA or 401k converted into a gold IRA or 401k. Doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. They have an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. Lots of happy customers. And you can get information for free on gold. Just text Gruber to 989898. Get a free information kit. Protect your savings and your life from uncertainty. I'll be right back.